So is it more expensive to live in Roswell than it is in other parts of Atlanta? Or
I would say about, if you plan on buying a house, I would say it's more expensive in Roswell than it would be on the south side of Atlanta. Because I know some of the houses on this side, when we moved here even 28 years ago, we were looking, the real estate lady first showed us some of the houses on the south side. And the house that we live in now, we could have gotten a house in Atlanta twice the size for less the amount, because it was on the south side or in the city of Atlanta. But we wanted to live outside of the city of Atlanta, so that's why we moved to Roswell. But I'm pretty sure, I don't keep up with the cost of housing, but I'm sure, well, my daughter bought a house maybe about 3 years ago, and the houses are cheaper in the Decatur, south side of Atlanta area. Because they purchased a house in Ellenwood that was, a house out here would probably cost them about $70,000 more than what they paid for one in Ellenwood. Wow. So it's the area.
What makes this area more, I guess, more expensive?
What made it so expensive, or what makes it so expensive? Is the community, is the, what Roswell has to offer, is getting away from the big city noise. However, Roswell is getting to be a big town. So it's just the what is it? The life, the, a better community to raise your kids in. And you have just, if you're white and live in Roswell, even if you're black now and live in Roswell, everything is right here for you. As a matter of fact, some of the areas in the Roswell area, they're building townhomes that are more expensive, so like $250,000 for a townhome here in the Roswell area, where you could go on the south side and probably buy that same townhouse for maybe $150,000. So it's just the area, it's just the a better place to raise your kids, and more activity for your kids, more things for them to get involved in. When we moved to our home in Martin's Landing, I know we bought the house there because it was close to the school. The kids could walk to school. However, we almost didn't buy it because we were looking at homes. We had come down from Milwaukee, and they were just in the process of building a lot of homes in Martin's Landing. So we were looking at one home, and the real estate lady, we were just about to sign the promissory note, and we were coming back to the car, and this truckload of guys came by and said, "Go home, niggers." Wow. So I was telling my husband at that time that I don't want to live in Roswell. So the real estate lady really explained to us that those people didn't live in Roswell. They worked in Roswell. They were the people that were coming from outside of the city of Roswell that were doing all the building. And they were just envious because a black could afford to live in the Roswell area. Wow. That was back in 1978.
Do you think it's still like that?
No, and that was the first and only incident like that I've had since I've been here. And just like she was saying, it wasn't because they lived here. They didn't live here because at that particular time, everybody that lived in that area nobody was from Roswell. Everybody was transferred from either